So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
All right, Daniel O'Griggs here, Inspired Daily Grind. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I don't care if you're listening to it live, if it's a day past, if it's a year past. Thanks so much for definitely giving me your attention. So this is the Inspired Daily Grind. If it is your first time listening, Inspired Daily Grind is about, of course, entrepreneurship. But just like the journey, the walk, everyone has a story about everything. Everyone's story is different. Everyone's why is different. So I like to dive into it, get the authentic part of people, not just the beach selfies and all that stuff like that you see online, but the real stuff, you know, the struggles, the glory, the whole nine yards of it. So last week we had our AMA, Ask Me Anything. It's something I incorporated on the show, both with just me as well as when I have guests on the show. I love when people ask questions. It helps us dive into that and get some really good answers out of it. So today we have my good friend, Ms. Kim Pfeiffer. Kim Pfeiffer is the owner of A Sharper You. And I had to have Kim on the show, and I'm going to tell you why before I let her speak. Me and my wife last year? Yeah, it was our fifth anniversary. Anyway, we've been married since 2011, so I'll let y'all do the math. But we had our wedding, our marriage anniversary, and Kim had me looking so nice. She had me in a J. Hilburn suit. She had me with the shirt, the whole thing. So she had me looking real nice. Kim, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Daniel. You did look fantastic.
I did. I got so many compliments. I was kind of wondering, like, what do they think about me when I don't have a suit on? But
yeah,
you had me looking extra sharp, which is you know, A Sharper You, which you go by. How you got involved with J. Hilburn? How you started A Sharper You?
Sure. Yeah. So, Texas girl from Houston, came to, I now live in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. Went to the University of Texas. Go Horns. Yay.
How do you feel about the game?
Well, you know, they're still looking good. It's okay. We can handle
they
it.
They do. It was a good game.
It was a good game, definitely. It's just tough to lose those close ones now, and it's been a couple. So
I know.
I'm a big Orange Blood, definitely. And then I'm one of those lucky few that came to Austin and was, at the time, easy for me to find a job, but it was used to be in Austin, not everyone could find a job. So I was able to stay, and I never left. Mm-hmm. So I married 24 years. I have three boys, two in college and one still at home. So very busy. Absolutely. So I have an accounting degree, but I have a financial and operations background. Mm-hmm. And through various career changes and choices and moving on, I ended up having my own business for years and sold that about 4 years ago and was kind of, okay, what am I going to do now? I knew mm-hmm. I did not want to go back to working for someone else. I think after you get that taste of being an entrepreneur and owning your own business and growing it, I just don't think I could go back to that. Plus, I love the flexibility of being able to make my own decisions and to work when I want to work and still have time for my family.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. So I just happened to have a friend who was doing, so I represent J. Hilburn. I brand myself because I do more than just sell clothes, right? I have a friend who had represented J. Hilburn, the men's clothing brand, and she said, you know, you have just a high energy personality. This is a flexible job. It's a great way to start your own business and step in and hit the ground running. And researched it. We use the finest fabrics in the world. I guess quick background with that, we do custom shirts, made to measure suiting, sport coats, trousers, shorts, five pockets, chinos. I mean, our goal is to become the world's most personal brand where everything you order is based on what you get to pick out. So I was kind of, I do have a lot of energy, so I didn't see myself sitting around the house. And I was, I got to find something. And it's a great product. It was fun and flexible. And I just loved it. I just fell right into it, jumped right in, and hit the ground running and never looked back.
So when did you, start?
Job so far.
When exactly was it that you started it with Jay Hilger?
So I started March of 2014. So right at 3 years now.
Did you, I mean, were you ever, so what kind of, besides your friend introducing it to you, what kind of got you into it? Like, were you always into apparel or fashion or anything like that? What was kind of like the thing that draw you into it the most? I know you have a high energy level. And so, and I know you like to network and chat with people and whatnot. So what got you into men's clothing and styling them in such a way?
I do love fashion, absolutely, on the women's side. I followed all the Vogue and all the glamour and mm-hmm. definitely enjoyed that and enjoyed a little bit of an artistic background, putting colors together and stuff. And I think, so that, I think, intrigued me. And guys are easy. They really, most of my clients are, please help me. Or it's my client's wife. Please help him.
they allow you, men allow you to be like a little more, they allow you to be more creative. Like, we won't have as many objections. Like, okay, cool, let's go with it. Now, there's some things that may be like, I don't know, that colors. Cause I'm like the suit that I had was very, for me, it was very bright for what I typically wear. And it really wasn't. It was like, it was a really nice blue. I think it was a royal blue or something around there. But,
that's a Navy Revenge. Just a little background on that. That is the exact same fabric that Tom Brady wore when he went to Deflategate the first time and won. So it's our workhorse suit because it's a perfect Navy suit. So go ahead. Go ahead.
It's the one he wore to the Deflategate.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was really nice, but it was outside of my element in reference to like what I typically wear, but it was very nice, but I was open to it. So I could kind of see how it allows you to be a little more like artistic and you can have a lot more fun with dressing me. And I liked it a lot, especially like the little initials in it and stuff like that. So let's kind of go through when you started in 2014. What was your process to just like building it up? I know you say you do more than Jay Hilger, and I want to know a little bit more about that. But how did you kind of start off with building it up from 2014 to where it is now?
Well, I mean, I had lived in my immediate community 15 years, but that community was very limited to my children's network. It wasn't my network. Because that's your life. And my other job my other business had not really required me to get out and network and sell. So I was kind of like here. I felt like I didn't know anybody in the community. So I said, okay, well, time to get out there and start meeting people. So I joined the local chamber, and in our area, the chamber, very involved, very active, even though we are so close to Austin, it's very small town community here, very community oriented. And so I joined the chamber. I started basically kind of overdid it. You know, if I look back, I signed up for too many networking groups, too many events, too many things to do. They had a business expo. I signed up to a table for that. And felt like it was great.
You're wearing yourself thin a little bit.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a shotgun blast, just to see what would come back to me. I guess it's a learning process. I mean, maybe I needed it, maybe I didn't. But it was good that I would go to a networking thing and go, okay, that one, I don't need to go back to that one. But, and I think that's important to not hold on to something just because, you know, don't hold on to a group or whatever just because you think you need it. If it doesn't fit your market, then don't do it.
Yeah, it's true. And I'll agree with you on the point of it's a learning process. I kind of was the same way. But I do tell people, like, you should try out different things. Now, I didn't dive into as many networking groups. I tried it out. Some of them worked, some of them didn't work. But it is a learning process, though, especially when you're starting off a business and you're trying to figure out exactly where your target market is. You may think something may work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work out. So I agree with you. It is a learning process. But then you kind of, when you start to figure out where your target market is, and a lot of times you don't know exactly like who your ideal target market is until you test a few different avenues. And then when you start to break it down, it gets a lot easier to find them and locate them and market to them, you know, effectively.
Yeah, definitely. And everything that I did and experienced, I know I learned from it. And maybe I didn't get a lot of business out of that one group or this group or another group. I met someone there who maybe introduced me to a better group. Definitely. Or a better opportunity. So you have to look at it too. You may not be going there just to get business. You're going out there to see who else those people know. And go from there. So that's one thing I really learned too, is like, okay, well, that worked. This group didn't work for me, but it did introduce me to these people who have, it's really paid off. So I think where we were talking about my journey and getting started. Yeah. So, and I felt like for me, so I have there's no middleman. My clients deal with me. So I am able to provide them obviously a great fit because it's all made exactly for them, but it's a high end exceptional product. And it's a value that no retailer can touch because we're not a big store. It's all personalized straight to you. But it is not going to, you know, it's not a $20 shirt. Our shirts range from like $120 to $185. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely out of the market of some people, but definitely reasonable for what you're getting.
Well, plus, yes, it is. Yeah, it's great quality at that. And plus, when you're talking about like price points, I always tell, I had this conversation with somebody last week, and we was talking about points. And I was like, you know, when you have a certain value on a product or a service, you charge for it, and not in a rude way, but people that can't afford it, it's a matter of just like, that's not your target audience. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I completely agree, because you can't be for everyone. I mean, gosh, look at Apple. I mean, they're not the largest computer seller in the world, but you sure would feel that way by how their followers are, right? So they don't want to sell to everyone. Not everyone is my customer. And you're right. You have to just walk away and go, this is okay, we're not for you. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there. And two, I find that if someone, you know, I find that my clients are a little more loyal that way, as far as they're willing to pay a little bit more than but they know they're going to get it and they're happy with it. And again, I really feel like personal service and customer service is definitely, I know it's cliche, but it, that personal service is starting to pay off with that loyalty also.
And let's kind of touch on that a little bit, because there's a lot of people from an independent aspect you talk about photographers or freelancers or anyone that deals with their clients like one-on-one very often. For you, how do you establish a relationship with your clients? You know what I mean? So even if you do like a fitting for somebody for whatever it may be, and, you know, they get whatever part piece of clothing from you, how do you continue to establish a relationship with them?
I'm so fortunate. I have an amazing brand, an amazing product, because I'm solving a problem for them of fitting. So like with your suit, you know, we've talked about your boxer, so you're bigger in the chest and your waist is smaller and you cannot buy off the rack stuff that's going to look good. So no, when you almost can't get it anywhere else, and I will say too, like you touched on, when my guys put on their clothes and they go out, and it could be just a plain old white shirt, and they get so many compliments and they call me and say, oh my gosh, it's just a white shirt, but I've got 6 compliments today. And it's because of the fit. Well, yeah. I kind of won them over with that, but I do feel like, I do have a scheduled plan where I follow up with them, make sure their stuff is still fitting well. J. Hilburn as a corporate company does a great job of reaching out to the customers and letting them know what new product and how to wear certain things. And sometimes we have problems. Sometimes they'll, you know, if something's not right with it or something tears that before it should have, we fix it. 100% guarantee, no questions asked. And,
definitely.
And that, again, we're trying to build that loyalty where they don't go to anybody else because they know we're going to fix it. We're going to make it right. And we'll always be there for them.
Yeah, so. I know for sure. I won't go anywhere else. I was in my best friend's, I was the best man at his wedding about a month ago. And we were in like, you know, men's warehouse tuxedos that was supposedly like custom fit. And I could definitely tell the difference. Like I could tell the difference 100%. Of exactly what it was. So I know exactly what you mean. So we got a couple of questions from some social media people. I let everyone know that you was going to be on the show today. So some people hit me up in my DM and LinkedIn is definitely my spot now. So I had a few guys that hit me up on LinkedIn. One of the questions that was asked was, I take that back. This is actually from a woman. Maybe she's interested in it, but she said, how do you narrow down your target audience? And how did you figure out your market and connect with them? I think we kind of answered that already, but I'll let you elaborate on a little bit from networking groups. Like, how did you go out and connect with your target audience and figure out exactly who they were?
Yeah, I have a great corporate. They kind of gave us an age range and they gave us an income range of what to shoot for. So for me personally, it was okay. Who wears suits every day? Realtors. Lawyers, bankers, right? And the great thing is I'm in a beautiful spot in my business where most of my business is referral only, where a guy will go out and somebody will say, oh my gosh, that's an amazing suit. Where'd you get it? And they're, hey, I have this person, Kim Pfeiffer. She's great. Call her. I also give referral credit to my own customer, and the new customer gets a discount too. But so it just basically was sitting down, okay, what's the nut? Who wears suits every day? And it was lawyers and retail, you know, and then there's the younger guys who want to be hip and are a little more fashion forward. So that's how I kind of narrowed it down. And now, because I'm in that market with my customers, I'm getting referrals from that market.
That makes sense. And so you kind of, you establish relationships, and then those relationships that you have, since you have such a strong relationship with them, it just helps. And I mean, referrals are always great. I don't care what anybody say. I mean, you can't beat marketing like that because it's such a, like, it doesn't even really turn it into a, I mean, it's a lead, but it's almost like a done deal. You know what I mean? So when someone refers you, especially when you have a great product and they compliment what's going on, it's always something that's really easy to close on and kind of put your foot in the door. So it's something I always like to ask on the show, Kim, and I know you'll have some good words for it. What's your why? With J. Hilburn, you starting in 2014, not wanting to go back to any type of corporate world or work for anyone. What's your why with J. Hilburn? With a sharper you, not with J. Hilburn, with the sharper you.
Right. Well, it's one and the same. But yeah, so we talked about my what and how. Right. So
yeah.
I have found, and I didn't know this at the beginning when I started doing it, but I've really come to a realization the last year of why I get up in the morning and do this. And I'm just passionate about it. I love it. I love talking about it. I love doing it. I love helping people, and I get to get up every day And I get to help men feel better about themselves, feel more prepared for the day, and more confident. And when I leave them, they are happier. They're standing taller because they feel so good and look so good in what they're wearing. So it is definitely it's a thrill when they just walk out and go, oh my gosh, this looks so great. I love it. I'm so happy. And I just love leaving people happier than I am. Yeah. I have a therapy dog that we do. Visits with at nursing homes and stuff. And I love caring for my family, and I get to now care for other men, and it's just great. I really love it.
And that flexibility, I'm sure, is huge for you.
Yeah. I get to care for my family. Yes, for sure.
I have my wife and my three kids, and all of my kids are young right now, of course, 5, 3, and 2, but that flexibility to be able to, take them to school, pick them up, take them to my 5-year-old and 3-year-old already playing basketball and t-ball. And so my baby girl is going to be playing herself like sometime next year, one of those sports. And so it's always great to be able to do that and enjoy my kids, especially when they're young. So flexibility for me, is definitely everything. I actually posted something on, I posted on LinkedIn talking about how I'm always doing stuff on LinkedIn. I posted and I was talking about flexibility, as an entrepreneur, and just understanding, you know, of course, the limits of your flexibility. I never say freedom, but I always like to use the word flexibility. And it's so huge. And so it goes back to the point to where, like you were saying it, at earlier during the podcast, that you couldn't see yourself going back and working for anyone just because you have flexibility in your schedule. You can put things together, yourself. So I definitely understand you on that one. So what are your future goals with it? Do you want to, what do you kind of want to take it to? Are you good where you're at? What's your future goals with it?
Yeah. I mean, always you kind of fruition, right? You lose customers, you gain customers. So always building my business. I would really love to grow it as far as having other stylists on my team, you know, under me, hire more stylists because I am getting so many referrals. I'd love to be able to just put those out and mentor, because now I'll have a chance to help and give back and have them grow their businesses. So I see myself, you know, growing as far as that goes, and just helping Jay Hilburn just grow the brand itself.
All right, it makes sense. So pretty much you want to take it over to where you have other stylists and you train them to do exactly what you've built and learned yourself, and train them to be able to go out and do the exact same thing that you're doing, from creating customer relationships, and especially when you already know a lot of things that do and don't work, from what networking events they should and should not go to, what target audience they should go toward. So you kind of want to break down and give them the same knowledge and pay it forward, so they can build their business and of course experience that same flexibility.
You said it perfectly. Absolutely. So, yeah, I get another chance to help out. And it's so much fun. It really is. It's great. I love it.
Cool. And like I said, I can't brag enough about the suit that I got and a t-shirt that I got. I remember I forgot about the shirt. The shirt that I got that time, it all fit like perfect, literally perfect.
Well, it was made for you. That's right.
Yeah, definitely. and even outside of, like, of course it's a great product, but even outside of that, the way that you educated on what I should have and then like the colors and kind of, you took into consideration, things that I mentioned, but at the same time I did say, hey, I kind of want to step outside of my element a little bit. You even came over to me and my wife's house and showed us everything. My kids were all over you. We still got like a piece of the book. I think it was like a magnet in a book holding together one of the fabrics my 3-year-old took out of it. And so the experience was great though. And it does. It makes me always remember you. I always tell anybody, if it's anybody, I don't care if they're getting married, if they got any type of event going on, even if it's not, because, you know, you all have jeans and shirts. And so I always mention to people like, hey, if you're looking for something and you want it to be fitted, you know, everyone uses the word fitted, but most of the time they just think about like a small when they should be in the medium or something like that. You know what I mean? Right. So it is a complete difference. So I definitely brag about you all the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely. And that's another aspect of it. I get to meet the family. I've measured it in airport, at Starbucks. I've done it in the parking lot at HEB, you know. So, I'm on the go all the time, and it is always something new, which is fun.
Definitely. It's awesome. So, Kim, definitely thank you for being on the show today. If you want to learn more about Kim, you can go to A Sharper You. Kim, where can people reach you for email, and for phone number?
Sure. You can call me 512-659-8567 or shoot me an email at kim@asharperyou.com.
And you, do you have a Facebook page as well, don't you? I think I've been seeing some Facebook ads floating around.
I do. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but Instagram and Facebook are the best because of the visuals. So I just search for A Sharper You on
If you're on the show right now, and if you're on my website, I have all our Facebook page, all our social media page linked up. Definitely thank everyone for tuning in. This is Daniel O. Griggs. We're at Kim Pfeiffer today. I'll talk to you next week.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O. Griggs.